from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
20 years on, the Jonestown massacre is remembered. And Ecuador asked the World Trade Organization for a meeting on the banana issue. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
It was a grim sight that met us in Jonestown. From the air, we could see that bodies still remained clustered around the central camp pavilion. We could see their brightly colored clothes. On the ground, it turned out...
The BBC's Paul Reynolds describing the scene before him some 20 years ago. The whole world's attention had been drawn to a small, relatively unknown community where more than 900 members of a religious sect called the People's Temple died in a mass suicide ritual at their commune in Jonestown, Northwest Guyana. Their leader, Jim Jones, died alongside them. Jones had earlier ordered the assassination of Congressman Leo Ryan, who was about to return to America after a fact-finding mission to Jonestown. Orrin Gordon now reports on the events surrounding the massacre.
News of the Jonestown massacre unfolded gradually before a shocked world. First, news that U.S. Congressman Leo Ryan had been gunned down at an airstrip at Port Kaichuma near Jonestown. Then the horrible enormity of the tragedy of 913 people forced or persuaded to have a final drink of Kool-Aid laced with cyanide, and the hundreds of bodies sprawled all across the compound. Congressman Ryan went to Jonestown to investigate reports that all was not well, and that some members were being held in the commune against their will.